Blog Talk Radio.
Question, do you have a winning brand? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? You may be feeling like, wow, I am intrigued, which I love. You know, I want us to really take a quick look at this in this hour of empowerment. So let's go on a journey and grow together and really discover and explore this very question. Do you have a winning brand? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is yours truly, Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely, really, and truly love me some Mondays. You know, because Mondays gives us the opportunity to come together through the airwaves and be empowered to jumpstart our week. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Lifestyle Personal and Professional Coach, Master Motivator, it's time to and when. Are you ready to get in shape with your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Because the airwaves will be vibrating today around our opening question, and we're really going to lean into it. And that question, just as a reminder, is do you have a winning brand? Do you have a winning brand? Before we jump into our topic, I want to share with you, you know, that each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. It really is. And this is the feedback that you, our global listening audience, has shared with us. And so we encourage you, if you have not already tapped into our on-demand library, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to truly take advantage of this great resource that's available for you, our on-demand library. Because if you have missed any of our past show installments and the richness that has been shared, you know, the archives of previous broadcasts and all of what we get into with our different topics and focus are available for you, and we go through, you know, this process of different tools that are truly designed to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And so it's available at your convenience, and we want you to be aware of that online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Well, you know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. You know, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our lines for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, you know, at which time we will welcome your questions and comments. You know, this always lends to a richer environment that is more interactive, and we really love that. So we want to encourage you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. It is a safe space. You know, we want you to know that it is a safe space for you to chime in and get your questions heard along with making your comments. And if you don't already have your notepads with your pens and laptops, iPad, tablets, smartphones, with your notes, your laptops, desktops, whatever you need to capture the fullness of what is shared, you want to grab it. So make sure that you take a quick moment to do that. In addition, we're asking that before we jump into today's rich topic and the focus of today, that we're asking that you support us and simply take a quick moment, a real quick one though, to invite someone to share in today's program with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, you know, do a note on somebody's story, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we thank you so much in advance. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we can't do it without you. And so for that, we truly do thank you. Did we say thank you? Well, we want you to know we really appreciate you. And again, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Oh, and speaking of winning, do you have a winning brand? Do you have a winning brand? That is our question that we're processing around in this season at this time. Do you have a winning brand? And the reason why this is so important and why this came up actually is because For those of you that are regular listeners, okay, you know your Coach Adams is a foodie. And I absolutely love a great dining experience. I really do. And I am in my birthday season. Yes, I have been celebrating, and as a part of going out, you know, and breaking bread in celebration of my birthday and my birthday season. And this weekend was my actual birthday on the 29th, Good Friday. And so, you know, Friday had planned, Saturday, Sunday. And what's interesting is that on Sunday, I was going to a restaurant that I had never gone to. Now, this is what's so interesting that I want to share with you. As we're leaning into this topic of, do you have a winning brand? Do you have a winning brand? And I'm talking to all of my entrepreneurs, all of my visionaries, all of my corporate executives, who manage brands, brand managers, whoever you are, where you are a part of that process in managing a brand, affecting a brand. Because, again, when I, you know, think about my different experiences just over the past 3 days, there was one restaurant that I went to that I hadn't been to this restaurant in a long time, and quite honestly, I didn't know why it fell off of my radar. I really didn't. And so it was a renewed experience. But when I tell you, the service was top-notch. I mean, the team was amazing. They created such a great dining experience. They really did. You know, and what really for me makes a great dining experience is, number one, the customer service and the staff, the waiters, the waitresses, you know, the team as a whole. Do they even like being there? Do they have a good attitude? You know, do you get the positive vibe from them? Because you're getting ready to enjoy a meal at this place. The other is, does it have excellent food? Is the food yummy for the tummy? And stay with me, those of you that are listening in. I'm sharing this with you because I'm really building a case to what our focus is as it relates to a winning brand, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. This is a very important topic. But I want to build this case for you around it. And so, again, for me, what makes a great dining experience, and I love a great dining experience, the foodie in me, is, again, the customer service, customer care, the staff. Do they enjoy the team? Do they enjoy, is it evident that they enjoy serving and being there and doing what they do? So that's really important to me because I'm sitting there for an hour and a half or so, and I don't want 2 hours, whatever it may be, hour to 2 hours for the dining experience. I don't want to have negative energy. So do they have good energy? Is the food excellent? Is it good food? Because I want my tummy to feel yummy, like, yay, happy, had a good experience. It satisfied atmosphere, a good atmosphere. And then are they being efficient in how they are serving you? And again, stay with me. We're going somewhere, rich topic. So when it comes to this dining experience, on Friday, went to this restaurant, as I shared. When I tell you, they checked all of the boxes. Customer service, excellent food, great atmosphere, efficiency. Every little detail, right? Then I went to a restaurant on Sunday. And that's what really stimulated this thought process around, do you have a winning brand? And so I really started to think about that even deeper, simply because I am a consultant, an executive consultant with organizations where I'm going in, assisting with the brand management and bringing the team up to that place with training and coaching and so on and so forth. So I was really giving some thought around this today that I went to on Sunday. I had, like, I am telling you, high expectations because there was so much hype around this restaurant, so much buzz around this particular restaurant. Their brand was just literally off the charts. I mean, anyone that I talked to about this place that had been there, it was nothing but great things being said. So for me, I had high expectations. I'm just like, wow. Now, what's interesting is that I have a dear friend and associate who literally just had someone go to the restaurant, so they knew more details around, you know, expectations and what they do, especially if you're celebrating your birthday and all of that, that I should have happened. So get to the restaurant. It was, for me, it wasn't excellent. It was a great dining experience. But what I learned after the fact was that in some of those small details, they did not represent their brand well. There were some things that were lacking in representing their brand well. And that got me thinking, again, to my entrepreneurs, to my business owners, visionaries, to my corporate executives, those of you that manage brands, that I wanted to give you five keys to more effective brand management, five areas to think about focusing in on when it comes to your brand. For my mentors who have taught me that our brand is not what we say that it is. So I can tell you all day that my brand is this, 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 and this. But the key of understanding is that my brand is not what I say it is. My brand is what others say that it is. When I'm not in the room, when you're not in the room, what are people saying about your brand? Because that is what's so key. And at whatever level you're in, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, whatever level, it's all about your brand. And so one of the things that we must recognize is that when it comes to our brand, we have clear intentions. You have to know what you want your brand to represent. This is not only professionally, but rather this is personally. What are people saying about you? Do you have a plan and strategy that support your intentions? Because this is so important. You know, I think about a community that, because I used to be in property management, and those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I used to be in property management and in real estate. And being in property management and real estate, I'm very familiar with a number of different brands and slogans. And so I had gone on a tour to this one particular community. And one of the things that I really loved was their slogan. And their slogan said, live platinum, live platinum. And for me, of course, that connected with who I am. You're talking about live platinum. That speaks to a whole different level of living. It really does. But this is what was so interesting. The brand, in my opinion, as I walked around, it was subpar. I didn't see the platinum. I really didn't. Grounds were not kept. You know, the small details, it looked like they needed to power wash and hadn't done it in some time. The landscaping was lackluster. I'm just talking about the curb appeal for me walking around. The intention of Live Platinum was falling short. it didn't represent what one would perceive in their mind what platinum would be. And so when it comes to having a more effective brand and brand management, you have to be clear on your intentions. Again, this is personally and professionally. What do you want people to say about you as an individual? What will people say about you when you leave the room? If it's just you, maybe you're a limited liability company, you know, maybe you're a sole proprietor, whatever the case may be. What are people saying about your brand? Have you clearly outlined your intentions? Does your slogan match what your intentions are? When people come to your establishment, when people encounter you, does the brand live up to? Because if we go back to the restaurant that I went to on Sunday, what was interesting is this. A person that had already been there that shared some great details with a friend of mine, they said, you know, they did this and did that. And what was interesting is that we made sure that the young lady knew it was our very first time. Came up pleasant. Want to make sure I put that out there. She was very pleasant. She seemed to want to be there. And we let her know, first time here. So it wasn't a secret that it was our first experience. I don't know. I would think that she would really want to pump up the volume. And something that stood out to the individual that I was sharing this dining experience with, there was another waiter. And he, the details were just so dead on. Why do I share this with you? Because one of the things that stood out was that there was a lack of consistency. He was very detail-oriented when he went over to the table that was right next to us. He had two tables right next to us, and we were able to observe his flow and with his tables and so on and so forth, and it was a little bit different than how she was handling us. Again, she was very pleasant, but yet there was the lack of consistency in the brand. So number one, we must have a clear intention associated with our brand and brand management. Does the slogan live up to what people are experiencing, what they're seeing, what the reputation, quote unquote, is, the expectations? Clear intentions comes by way of your plan, your strategy. And then, is there consistency? So number one in our five keys is have a clear intention. Number two, be consistent. You know, I think about one of my favorite restaurants is Houston's, and Houston's is extremely consistent. In my experience, it doesn't matter where you go, they are consistent across the board. And, of course, we have to stay mindful that there is great power in words. So if one person is having a lackluster experience, guess what? They're going to begin to talk about that. So, again, to my entrepreneurs, my business owners, visionaries, executives that are managing brands, you have to have that consistency. A part of how and why I go in to assist organizations as an executive consultant is in the area of training, so that the training, those individuals, everyone from the top of the top all the way down, the president all the way down, they represent the brand in the same way, that you're not having different experiences. And speaking of experience, it's so interesting because in one of the areas in which I'm an executive consultant is in the area of property management. Used to be in the industry full-time for 12 years, and now I go back in as an executive consultant and support with consulting, training, coaching to the team and other areas as well. But I was doing some training with a particular team member that was really falling short, and that's why I was brought in to really give them some coaching and to help to elevate their service. Because I feel like we can learn some great things from the restaurant industry. You know, we talked about what makes a great restaurant experience, in my opinion, are four key elements: the customer care, the customer service, the excellent food, that's the product, the great atmosphere that has been set, and are they efficient? Well, we can take those same things and carry that over into our brand management and these five keys that we're talking about. They can really blend together and help to elevate us at whatever level we're on, personally or professionally. And so getting back to the importance of training, why I mentioned Houston's is that from what I've learned, their team members go through a rigorous training period, even get on the floor. And because of that, then they have exams that they have to do to qualify and all of that. Why? Because it's important to Houston that their brand maintains the consistency. They have a very clear intention on what that looks like. Their plan and their strategies are very clear, and they are consistent. Are you consistent as a visionary? Are you consistent with how you're managing your brand? Inquiring minds would like to know, do people feel like you're inconsistent? One of the biggest challenges for me as an executive consultant is getting everyone to the same level when it comes to customer care and how they handle things. So having scripts that people are following and giving all of these intimate details is a way in which it's a part of the intention of the strategies and plans that are outlined to fight for that consistency, that everyone is speaking the same language in their way, but at that same basic level. That basic foundation is the same, and you're building from there. Because if you have the lack of consistency, and I often will reference restaurants and all of that, because for those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams is a foodie. I'm not a, you know, I haven't held back on putting that out there. I am a foodie. I love a good dining experience, as I stated. I remember many years ago going to a restaurant chain that, when I tell you, they were so inconsistent, it drove me crazy, because the name was the same, but the restaurant, depending on the time of day, the chef you got, there was no consistency in the brand. And so we have to fight for that consistency. When you're a sole proprietor, you know, it's easy for you to do that. But when you have team members that are supporting you at different levels, and I do training on so many different levels, and the hardest thing is to get everybody up to that same standard. But what I know to be true is, without question, it can happen. But it's in the training, that consistency. You know, I think about when I visited a church in Dallas for the first time. I thought, oh, my gosh. They, from the parking lot all the way inside, they were so consistent. I said, wow, they invest greatly in training. Why do I share that with you as a visionary entrepreneur, business owner, executive that is supporting a brand, managing a brand, that if you don't invest in training your people, you're missing the boat. You will fall short. So what did we learn so far as it relates to our five keys to be more effective in our brand management? Number one, we have to have clear intentions around the brand and what that means and what it looks like. Number two, we must be consistent. Consistency is very key. You want to know that when someone connects with you, they want to know that there's going to be consistency. It's not going to be this whole Forrest Gump life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. No, you know, because the brand will represent itself and it's consistent. When you go to certain places, coffee, restaurant, whatever it is, when you go to, we could say Starbucks as an example. When you go to Starbucks, you can, and I have gone around the world, actually, because I've been fortunate to travel globally. And wherever you have that green logo, you better believe that cafe latte is going to be the same here in the U.S., in Jamaica, in London, in Italy, everywhere I've gone, it has been the same. And they are another organization that does great training with their team members, so you can't get away from that. The other thing that we must always do is we have to analyze our systems regularly. Analyze your systems regularly. You, and this is the great thing, because there's always an opportunity to grow. When I go to a restaurant, I often love it when a manager just comes over to check in, because knowing systems, right, I know that they're coming as a way to analyze their systems. How was your dining experience today? They don't say a lot, but they're coming to check in. They want to know, how are my team members doing? And if you don't analyze your systems as a visionary entrepreneur, business owner, executive who's managing a brand, if you do not analyze your systems, and a great way to do that is through SWOT. It is a systems analyzing process, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so we have to analyze our systems regularly. It's so important, because in doing that, we give ourselves great insight that enables us to continue to grow. I was sharing with one of my coaching clients today in our session that this very thing, that when it comes to you working your vision, you have to continuously analyze your system. You have to look at what are the strengths that you have in place. Build on those strengths. But you can't be afraid the weak spots. The weak spots are opportunities for us, if you address those weaknesses, to increase your strengths. Then there are opportunities that are available for you. What are those opportunities? And lastly, what are the threats? In this case, if this restaurant does not improve and get more consistent with each team member, this can become a threat. Because if I'm saying one thing and someone else is saying another thing, now it can affect the brand. And that is so important and key. When it comes to you personally or professionally, what is your brand? Are you analyzing your system? Are you consistent? Do you have clear intentions on what you want your brand to be, what you want people to say about you when you're in the room and when, most importantly, you're not in the room? Are you consistent with your attitude? Are you inconsistent? Are there times when people encounter you and they're like, well, who is this person? That other person I know, but this one I don't know, because there's a complete shifting in one's personality. And when it comes to someone dealing with you in business, that's going to affect your brand, because there is great power in words. And you better believe people are talking. They may not always say it to you, but they are always talking. So what are we learning as we're looking at a winning brand? Well, we said, number one, we have to have clear intentions around what do we want our brand to represent. We must be consistent with our brand. And consistency, oftentimes, when it's not a sole proprietor, when you have other team members, you really have to invest in the training. The training, you're dealing with different people and all of that. If you don't invest the time in the training, really sewing into your people, you will have the inconsistencies in your brand. then you have to analyze your system regularly, not just, oh, we'll analyze our systems at the end of the year or quarterly. No, more frequently, analyzing your systems regularly so that you are able to process improve. The thing that we want to look at is you want to keep a pulse on the customers you serve. What is their experience? So, you know, going back to my property management work as an executive consultant, I was training this individual, and one of the challenges was the experience that he was giving the customers. And how do they know that? Because they will often do mystery shops. And so they'll send someone in randomly. This person's coming in, and they have their list of what they're looking for. Did the person ask you this, that, and the other, and what have you? What was your experience? So on and so forth. And they're doing that as a way, it's an evaluation process, as a way to, what are they doing? Ultimately, analyzing their systems. But they want to look at it from the customer's point of view, experience, whoever your customer is. If you have a service-oriented or a product that you have or what have you, in any way, we all have customers. And so you have to keep a pulse on the customers you serve. You have to know how is their experience, because ultimately they can affect your brand if they don't have a good experience. Oh, you know, wounded people hurt people. Guess what? They talk. You know, I went over to get, you know, my taxes done with that person, or I went to that person for a business opportunity. I went over there to that restaurant, and I went to get that, da, 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 and that. And they began to talk negatively. The person was so rude and nasty and all of these different things. So know that if you don't keep a pulse on your customers. So back to this individual that I was training. I was training this individual because they had a subpar shop, right? The mystery shop. And so I took them out for us to do a mystery shop at a competitor. Very enlightening. And I told them, I said, what we're going in for is you want to come from that position of the customer. What is the customer's experience? So we went out and we did this mystery shop ourselves so that they could now experience things on the other side for training, and we then talked about it and gave some coaching around that process. Well, we went to this one place. The individual was so bad that I cut it off. I just, you know, I said, you know what, we've seen enough. We thank you for your time, because I could not invest any more of my time with that individual and their negative attitude. They had already established my case around the customer's experience. There was no need to give them any more of our time. It wasn't necessary, because in the short time that we had given them, it was such an adverse experience. And I said to myself, I said, they're not keeping a pulse on the customers they serve and what the experience is. That's why you'll often have surveys that you're asked to participate in, evaluation, three shops. As I mentioned, a manager may come and check in and say, how is your meal? How is your dining experience? They're not only doing that to analyze their system, but they want to hear, what is your experience? And so I challenge you and I ask you, when it comes to those that you serve, what is the experience that you're giving? Because we can think we are the best thing since sliced bread. Because in our world, we are, right? But how do others feel about you? What is their interaction with you? Tell you something that's different than what you thought it was? And this is the thing, we have to be open
We have to be open to feedback. So often we don't want to hear the feedback because, and that's what happens in surveys and evaluations and all of that. We don't want to hear the feedback. Sometimes when a manager comes over, I'll say, do you really want to know? And it'll throw them off. I'll say to them, do you really want to know if it was a negative experience? Don't come over and say you really want to know, but then you can't handle the truth. Do you really want to know? And so the surveys give you that insight. The surveys help you, the evaluations help you to keep a pulse on the customers you serve. So don't be afraid to have your customers to say, hey, how was your experience? How am I serving you today? One of the things that I do regularly in my coaching practice, I'll ask, you know, what was your biggest takeaway? Did you get what you needed today? Was it beneficial for you? And I let them know. I'm not looking for you to pet me. I want to make sure that you got what you needed, what you wanted. In essence, what I'm saying to them, I'm doing a quick verbal survey, keeping a pulse on my customer, say, hey, are you getting a value, a benefit from these sessions and the time and the investment that we're both putting in, right? So when it comes to being more effective and having a more effective brand, our five keys, let's be reminded. One, have clear intentions. Two, be consistent. Three, analyze your systems regularly. Four, keep a pulse on the customer's experience. And then number five, we must remain adaptable and relevant. You have to be okay with adapting to the changing environment and world that you may live in. You know, I think about the pandemic and health crisis of 2020. If we're so stuck in and we're digging in our heels and saying we're going to do things this way, if you didn't, that was a time in which everyone had to do a pivot of some sort, a great pivot. The goal was the same. Whatever your goal was, it was the same. When I think of pivoting, you know, I think of a basketball star on the court, a Kobe Bryant or whoever they may be, a LeBron James or whoever they may be, a Michael Jordan, one of my favorites, Magic Johnson, whoever it may be, Larry Bird of the past. I mean, I can go on name and name after name. The goal is the same. To win the game, to make the basket. That is the goal. But there are times on the journey when we must pivot. We have to make a quick shift in our original plan in order to achieve the goal. And so that's what we're talking about here when we're talking about remain adaptable. Because when you're able to be adaptable, I think about Gumby back in the days, you know, this little green figure. Gumby was able to stretch and bend and all of that, but he wouldn't break. So you have to be adaptable to know that there are times that if you stay stuck in saying, I'm just going to do things in this single-ized way, then you may miss opportunities. Because in 2020, people had to shift into a virtual world like they had never done before, as an example. And so if one was resistant, they would not still be in existence because people didn't feel comfortable interacting and engaging in person. And at many stages, we couldn't because of being on lockdown and all of these different things. So when it comes to managing our brands more effectively, we have to remain adaptable. This adaptability will enable us to stay more relevant. And you have to look at what is it that I may need to incorporate so that I am more relevant. I think about myself as an example. I am on social media at a different level than I would be on social media. But what happened, as an example, I was on Facebook, had been on Facebook for a moment, but there were other platforms, Instagram and TikTok and all of these, Twitter, who is now X, all of these other platforms. And I remember posting one of my wind shops, one of my Shape Up and Win wind shops. And I had a few millennials in the audience. And so I'm telling them, you know, my website and so on and so forth. And one of the young ladies said, "What's your IG handle, coach?" And I said, at the time, "I don't have IG." "You got to get IG. You know, that's how people." And I thought, okay, I better look into IG. And my goddaughter, I said, "Well, you got to get Godmommy up on IG." And it was that challenge, because I wanted to make sure that I was staying relevant. I was had to be willing to be adaptable, because the customer was like, "Yeah, that's old school what you're talking about. You got to stay more current." And so what is it, where do you need to adjust to stay more current? Don't be afraid to be adaptable. Adaptability is a wonderful, beautiful thing. It's not saying change your brand and all of that, but it's saying be pliable. Be okay with making adjustments as you need to so that you can be relevant. But that comes from keeping a pulse on your customer and what they need, the customer that you serve. Your customer may be totally different than my customer, because we may do two totally different things. The needs of the customer may be different. The goal is to have a happy customer in whoever and whatever you do. So you have to analyze your system. You have to be consistent, and you have to have your clear intentions. Well, I want to come to you there on the phone line. You know, would love to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Don't be scared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Would love to hear from you. You've invested this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear, what are you taking away? Was there anything beneficial that you can now add on your journey so that you are in a position to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. Would so love to hear from you. Want to hear your thoughts, so do share with us at any time. And it looks like we do have a caller. Area code 972, last 4 digits 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Thank you for being here. What's your question or comment?
Well, happy belated birthday, Coach. I just wanted to say that for you at the intro there. I hope you are still enjoying your season of celebrating your life.
Thank you so much. I'm most definitely enjoying the season.
Wonderful. On adaptation and pivoting, I wanted to hear you express your thoughts about a situation that I have been presented with. So I started my brand out years ago, and I've been in that brand for over 31 years now. But my name has been branded also with what I do professionally. And so it seems that my name has become a brand that's overtaking my business name brand. And so I've pivoted to that, but should I always continue to bring in the name of my business name, or if I'm pivoting and just dealing with the name, because my name has become a brand all over the world in places I go to. So how should I handle that? Should I focus on promoting more of my personal name, or should I continue to promote the name of my business?
That is a really good question, and I can really appreciate and relate to that question because, of course, I am Coach Adams. That in and of itself has become a brand. But my umbrella is Win International. Coach Adams has been the brand for so long. What I want to share with you, and I shared that saying, I can really relate to this challenge, is that it really goes back to having clear intentions. You have to determine which do you want to be the front runner for your brand. Is it the business name, or is it just the umbrella, or is it, quote unquote, your name that's already well established under the umbrella? What's the front runner? And so getting more clear on the intentions is going to assist you with determining, because I can't tell you which it needs to be. You have to process, what is it that you want the brand to represent? Do you want it to represent the business entity, or do you want it to represent your brand name of who you are? That's something you have to dig into. Coach Adams now is a project or a, you know, entity under the brand and does specific projects. But the brand itself is Win International.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep driving that forward, as I have too, like yourself, since I've had that LLC, had to shift. And so I'm doing more and more, being more intentional around Win International, which is the umbrella for Coach Adams.
Mm-hmm.
So being very clear on that. So you have to get clear on your intentions and what you desire the brand ultimately to represent and what's most important to you. So getting clear with your intentions and your values around what you want to be the front runner.
I see. So my question again now is, I do have intellectual properties.
Mm-hmm.
And with the business that I started out, so I am representative of that business with my name. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you saying under the umbrella, so I am about to start a for-profit business. And I'm wondering, should I continue to use my name as the brand for the for-profit business that I'm about to start up, or what are your suggestions on that?
Again, that's a I'm not being aloof. I want you to know I'm not being aloof, but that's a vision, and you have to determine what's most important. So I can't tell you which you should do. You have to determine, do I want my name to continue to be the brand or and the driver, or do I want the corporation to be the driver? You can brand them simultaneously, which is what I'm doing with Win International and Coach Adams, but the driver now is Win International. When people write checks, they don't write checks to me. They write checks to Win International because that's the driver. But yet they know Coach Adams is the one that's coming in under Win International. You see what I'm saying? So you have to determine. Yeah. So you have to determine which entity do you want to be the primary driver for everything that you're putting out there. If it's about legacy and succession and you want it to go on beyond you, you may want to consider that it be the corporation. You're no longer here as an example, and people had only bought into your name. Now they can't buy into the company, quote-unquote, because you're no longer in it. You're no longer here as the driver. So you have to really determine what you want that to be.
Awesome. That thing, you just said it for me.
Oh, well,
you just said
it.
I hadn't thought of it that way, Coach, but, I mean, I know what my answer is now.
Excellent. Well, I am so happy that I was able to be a part of your thought process and assist you with that. And I thank you for being a regular listener and supporter of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We always love the richness that the interaction brings. Our lines are still open if you have a question or comment around today's topic. Would love to chat with you and get you here while we have a few more moments. Meanwhile, I want you all to be reminded and know that I am so committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I would love the opportunity. It would be such an honor, actually, to walk alongside with you and to support you through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available. And so, you know, I often want to let you know that you don't have to stay where you are, stuck in the mud. You don't have to lose focus on your goals because life is happening. You just simply have to make different decisions on your journey. And you have to evaluate and ask yourself, what are you willing to do differently to get different results in order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams? And one of the things that I've grown to know the value of is having the right people on your team. Because when you have the right people on your team, your dream now is in position to become a reality. Because you have the right people supporting you, around you, on your team, and the right people are key. When I often think about put your dream to the test, one of the questions that one has to evaluate is the people factor. Do you have the right people on your team? Do you have the right people supporting you, around you? And I would love to be one of those right people. And this may be the perfect time for you for a winning partnership, that, of course, being one-on-one coaching, so that you can get the support that you need in a safe space and environment. You know, one-on-one coaching for my clients, it truly makes the difference. I had one of my sessions today, and my client was telling me, she said, wow, so happy that I made the decision. She was sharing with me a win that she was having in her life, and she said, I have to tell you, I know that it's because I've been doing one-on-one coaching, that because you've supported me in helping me to see different points of view and giving strategies and all of that, it has truly made a difference, and now it's carrying over in my life personally and professionally. So if you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment along with one-on-one coaching, text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or visit coachadams.com. That's all that we have time for today, but I want you to know that maybe you didn't have the opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. We can continue this conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We can continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And I want to challenge you to set your timer every Monday for 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time so that you can jumpstart your week motivated and empowered, getting the tools that you need to support you on your journey personally and professionally. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.